Before we move on to prepping, I just wanted to add a little extra audio here about reading labels at the store. The process of knowing all the ingredients you need to avoid can be nothing short of overwhelming when you first start to shop clean. So here's how to make that a little easier. I've got two things for you. Number one, you've probably heard this before, but shop the perimeter of the store. That's where all the fresh foods are located. Depending on the store, there may be a few things, you know, you need to from the aisles, but the majority will be in the perimeter. Think fresh fruits, fresh veggies, lean meats from the meat counter, or fresh seafood from the fish counter, dairy, whole grain bread from the bakery section. All of these are typically located in the perimeter of the store. The fewer foods you buy that have labels, the less frustrating this will be. The easiest way to eat clean is to buy foods that don't require nutrition labels to begin with. Now, the second thing is, for those foods that do have labels, the easiest way to know if something is clean or not is to look at the individual ingredients. So, for example, with a loaf of bread, if it contains just flour, water, yeast, and salt, it's clean. Why? Because you would buy each one of those ingredients individually to make something with at home. If it has all sorts of other things in the ingredient list, things you can't pronounce, don't recognize, or wouldn't buy individually, chances are it's not clean. Now, there are always exceptions to that rule, but it's a good rule of thumb to get you started. And I will warn you in advance that clean bread can be tough to find. So don't get too frustrated if you can't find it on your first trip. It may take a couple tries and maybe even a couple different stores to find one. So I hope that helps a little. Remember that this is a learning process. Give yourself the time to get it right. You'll get there, I promise.